We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
A discount may be coming for people who live in the city, but outside the subway lines and have to take Metro North of the LIRR to get to Manhattan. Mac Rosenberg has this.
For some who live in the outer boroughs of New York City, like the North Bronx and East Queens, Metro North and the Long Island Railroad are the only options.
It's just the way that it is. We have to pay to get to work. We get charged a high price to commute, and this is the Bronx. So if you want to take the subway, you can take the subway. If you want to pay a higher price, get the Metro North.
And that commute to Grand Central can be an expensive one. From here in Woodlawn, a one-way off-peak ticket will run you $9.75. Well, the MTA will be voting to help those commuters out this week with discounts. If you buy a monthly pass on the Long Island Railroad, the cost of your ticket will go down 20%. On Metro North trips, 10%. Congestion pricing will help to fund these discounts with what's called an outer borough transportation account, worth $50 million. Even though the taxi toll for the drivers south of 60th Street may be delayed, these discounts won't. Commuters could see them by May 1st. At the Woodlawn Metro North Station, Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio, 880.
The man accused of fatally stabbing a library security officer had legally been released from jail in December on an attempted rape count when prosecutors neither indicted him nor asked for a preliminary hearing to hold him on bail. This from the Rockland County's chief public defender, Tulo Hood. The suspect's public defender points out it's the Rockland County DA's fault that her client was released from jail on an attempted rape charge. Blanchard Glowden, who's 25 years old, now charged with second-degree murder for allegedly stabbing to death Finkelstein Memorial Library security guard Sandra Wilson. Chief Public Defender James Licata said he didn't know why prosecutors failed to act to hold Glowden after he was charged with attempted rape. The DA's office at the time was run by acting district attorney Kevin Galese. District Attorney Thomas Walsh, who took office January 1st, has declined to comment. A 35-year-old woman was killed when a fire tore through the Jamaica houses early this morning. FDNY Deputy Chief George Healy.
At this time, there was one victim in the fire apartment, and our fire marshals are currently investigating the cause of the fire.
The fire began inside a second-story apartment at 12:45 this morning. Firefighters were called to the building on 158th Street near 108th Avenue in Jamaica. And first responders say a cell service dead zone along the Palisades Interstate Parkway is endangering lives and making their jobs tougher. Here's WCBS's Steve Burns.
As you drive up the Palisades Interstate Parkway, close to the Rockland-Orange border, you'll see the bars on your cell phone slowly decrease until there's no service at all.
You break down here, you get into some kind of accident here, you go to call 911, and you cannot.
Tuxedo Volunteer Ambulance Corps President John Kilduff says the dead zone delays their response.
This is a disgrace that this is such a dead zone for such a long time over an expansive area.
State Senator David Carlucci is accusing Verizon of dragging its feet in putting up new cell towers through that stretch, as plans for those towers were approved almost 2 years ago.
We're asking, again, Verizon to put people before profits.
A Verizon spokesman says they're committed to getting network equipment on the new towers being built by Homeland Towers. A Homeland Towers spokesman says those towers will be up sometime this year. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
That forecast now. Here's meteorologist Frank Strait. Frank, what a weekend.
Sure, it's fantastic out there this weekend, Joe, so try to get out in it. It's good to get a little sunshine, at least a little bit. We'll have sunshine and a high of 51 this afternoon. That's well above average for this time of year. Clear tonight, low 35 in Midtown, high 20s across the northern suburbs. And then tomorrow will be another sunny and fantastic day by mid-February standards. It'll be even milder than today with the high 54. Monday's not going to be bad either, although we will see clouds rolling in ahead of the next storm heading our way. We'll reach 54 again, and then look for some rain and chillier temperatures Tuesday and Wednesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.